Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction just by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own erotic fantasies absolutely for free. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just go ahead and put your earbuds in, loosen any clothing, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender to sensuous pleasure, just take a deep breath and hold it for a moment, and then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing over your body. Susie stood at the door, wondering why it intimidated her so much. The shiny plaque was new, but exactly the same as the last plaque she had had. It was 18 months since she had last been in her office. Not this office. 2 years ago, they had bought a new office with big plans. Of course, the gods laugh when men make plans, and that had been no exception. The pandemic had struck brutally hard. People were forced back into their homes to continue to work. Their shiny new offices had remained barren and desolate for all that time. In truth, Susie had gotten kind of used to not having to commute into the office. The relaxed attitude to showering and shaving suited her. She almost wanted to be back in the midst of the pandemic. Her home may be empty, apart from her dog, but she had accepted her single life and preferred it to all the faux couples she saw. But she knew she couldn't. She knew life had to return to normal. Today was the first day back in their job, the first day seeing her new office. She knew she should be excited, so why the hell did it feel like the first day of school all over again? Gripping the door handle, she turns it slowly, anticipating a surprise. But when the door swings open, there is nothing but a chair, a desk, and a filing cabinet. She shouldn't really be surprised. The misted glass panel that replaced a wall had created an obvious, if blurred, impression of an empty office that lay behind. Placing her tote bag and plant on the desk, she studied the welcome pack left for her. A stupid COVID questionnaire, as if she would have come into the office if she had had any of the symptoms, pandemic or not. A map of the floor she was on, restrooms and coffee machines mapped out in neon green, with helpful images, just in case she had forgotten what one looked like. A helpful guide to the filing cabinet. Really? Is this what the world has come to? Forgetting how to open and close filing cabinets. Images of her office chair and what all the levers were for. Something she should know and possibly would try for a whole 5 minutes, until she had lost her patience with it and accepted that her feet were just destined not to reach the floor. And then there was the instruction manual to her desk. This was no simple image with side notes. This was 32 pages of instruction in 3 different languages. Turns out her bosses had decided that just sitting at the desk and working was way too relaxing. Now she had to have a desk that could rise up and down. so she could stand at the desk. Of course, they had ignored the fact that at a little over 5 feet tall, she was stood at most desks. With her talent for technology, no doubt within a day she would need a stepladder to reach her paper and pens. And of course, the ubiquitous note informing her that only 10 people were allowed in the office at any one time. Really? 300 office suites, and only 10 people allowed in? She guessed she would have to get used to empty offices from now on. And a very helpful footnote from IT, offering a helpline if she had any problems with her new furniture, which would no doubt go through to a voicemail that no one ever listened to. Deciding she needed a coffee before she started setting up anything that required a manual, grabbed the floor mat and headed out to find the coffee machine. A woman needed to maintain priorities after all. It only took her 20 minutes to return to her office. Of course, no one had thought to mark that on her map. Her coffee was still thankfully lukewarm when she placed it on the desk and glared at her chair. The electricity of mutual loathing crackled in the air between them. She walked slowly around the chair, inspecting the levers to get her bearings before sitting on it. The chair had obviously been designed for an orangutan, as her arms failed miserably to reach any of the controls underneath the seat. Her feet still a good 18 inches from the floor. She accidentally discovered the massage button, which would no doubt have been soothing had she not been trying to lean over the arm of the chair to reach the levers, and the massage rollers finding her most sensitive spots. Sighing irritably, she accepted that she would have to just leap in and out of the chair for the moment. But maybe she could figure out how to lower the desk. Having it lower than chin level just had to be useful. Otherwise, she really would have to get a stepladder and just sit on the desk and work. This was so stupid. Someone in their infinite wisdom had decided what a woman of petite stature really needed was all the controls of her desk along the side, completely out of sight, so she had to lean over the desk to find them. Fumbling blindly, her cheek pressed hard against the cold melamine surface. Susie could feel some controls, although figuring which ones they were was almost impossible. Eventually, she found what seemed to be the world's smallest joystick, and stretching her fingers, she barely managed to touch it. Saying a muttered prayer to herself, she started pressing whatever she could. Without warning, the desk dropped 18 inches, dumping her unceremoniously back into her seat, trapping her legs tightly. Trying to reach the controls, but the desk blocked her attempts. Okay. This might actually be a little more uncomfortable than she liked. As she struggled in her prone position, conceding defeat, she reached for her handbag and pulled out her cell phone, dialing the number for IT support hurriedly. She was surprised when somebody answered. Explaining her predicament, the young man helpfully said he would be right up. Surprisingly, it was only a few minutes before he arrived. Knocking at the door, he waited outside. Frustrated, Susie just called, "Come on in, then." He simply said, "Oh," as he looked at Susie, trapped by her own desk. Dropping his tool bag to the floor, he walked over, looking at the controls before pressing something. Somewhere there was a slight cracking sound, and the desk shuddered slightly before failing to move completely. "I think we might have blown a fuse," he said, running his fingers through his dark hair. Susie turned to face him, more than mildly irritated by the glint of humour in his bright eyes. "You can get me out of this contraption, right?" she said more sharply than intended. His arms strained as he attempted to manually lift the desk. Susie's attention strangely drawn to his straining biceps and chest. Even through his loose T-shirt, the tightness of his muscles was evident. "Okay, I'm going to have to climb under the desk to see if there's a fuse blown or something," he muttered, without exuding any confidence whatsoever. For some unknown reason, He rubbed his palms down his jeans before retrieving his tool bag and disappearing under the desk. From somewhere under the desk, Susie could just make out his voice.
"Can you move your legs to the side, please? I have to get into the controls, and they're right above your legs."
And desperately, Susie tried to move her legs, but found them to be completely trapped by the desk.
"No, I can't,"
she called back. Reappearing from under the desk, his face absolutely serious, desperately controlling his urge to burst into laughter.
"You mention this to anyone, and your career here will be decidedly uncomfortable,"
Susie said, her voice stern and stressed.
"I won't, I promise. But to get you out, I'm going to have to find something to put over your legs to help them slip to the side. Have you got anything like a body lotion?"
he asked, blushing a little.
"As much as it might surprise you, I don't carry things like body lotion around with me, just in case I get trapped by a stupid desk,"
she whispered curtly.
"Why not try the restrooms? A hand lotion or something?"
Her annoyance barely controlled. He opened his mouth to respond, but obviously thinking better of it, he shut it again, turning and leaving the room. Within a few moments he returned, with a bottle of what Susie hoped at least was hand wash. Obviously he knows the layout of the floor a whole lot better than she does. Disappearing back under the desk, Susie is at least grateful she decided to wear a skirt today. If she'd worn pants, no doubt they would be ruined by what he had intended, and she would have to walk through the office with very damp patches all over her legs. It would have been nice if he had warned her before he applied the first handful across her thighs. It was absolutely freezing.
"Where did you get that? It's freezing,"
she cried.
"Oh, sorry, it was in the stores. I'll warm it a little."
Taking a little more care with his next application, slowly easing it over her knees, the warm caress of the oil kissing the soft skin at the bottom of her thighs firmly, Susie bit her lip to suppress a moan.
"I'm going to have to ease your skirt up a little. I'm sorry if this gets a little personal,"
he said without conviction.
"I bet you are,"
Susie thought to herself. "Thank God I wore my decent panties." Feeling the strength of his fingers as they eased the lotion between her thighs, his thumbs moving up and down her soft skin, inch by delicious inch, sending tremors through Susie's body that she had not felt in so long. Suddenly, long forgotten desire cascaded down her body, her thighs tensing, just forcing them tighter against the desk.
"God, your thighs are strong. I'm going to have to push a little harder,"
he mutters from under the desk. Susie's fingers gripped on the arm of the chair as she felt his long fingers pushing up her thighs, the damp warm sensation of the lotion on her skin accentuating her own warm, damp feeling that was relentlessly growing. Inch by inch, he slid her skirt slowly higher, coating her skin in the luxurious lotion. Susie's pussy throbbing with need as she felt his hands slide ever closer to her folds. Years of single life and sexual frustration came to bear inside her pussy, and it painfully ached for him to touch her. What the heck was she doing? She had a senior job, and yet right now all she could think of was for this engineer's fingers to be pushing inside of her needy lips. His fingertips now brushing the edge of her panties as he massaged the lotion firmly across them. She could smell her own desire even over the fragrance of the lotion. His breath caressed her pussy while his lips stayed infuriating close, but not touching. God, she was burning with desire. Suddenly, her thigh slipped under the desk, still trapped by the desk but parted now.
"Okay, I'm going to have to just unscrew the control panel. I'm sorry if it touches you in any way,"
he said gingerly. The sensation of the back of his fingers pressing against her panties sent shockwaves of electricity through Susie's body,
each turn of the screwdriver forcing his fingers to brush over her panties, innocently caressing her lips, her clit. Susie wasn't sure if she had already been moaning, or if this was the first moan that had parted her lips, but the sensation of his fingers repeatedly brushing against her moist, sensitive area forced her whole body to tense with uncontrollable desire. Suddenly the desk lifted. Susie looked down, his eyes looking up at her over her ruched shirt. Without thinking, she just said, "Finish it," and put her legs over his shoulders, pulling his lips firmly against her pussy. His tongue teased along the edge of her panties, teasing the edge of her folds. Susie slowly rocked her pussy up and down his stubble chin, the sensation sending wild waves of passion burning through her body. Slowly, his fingers explored her lips, his tongue teasing gently up and down the length of her pussy, exploring, tasting, teasing, before his fingers slipped the hood off her clit, and with delicious, deliberate, broad strokes of his tongue, he caressed around it. She moaned loudly, her body getting closer and closer to where she needed to be. His fingers slid inside her pussy, massaging her walls as his lips sucked on her clit, intermittently flicking it with his tongue, finding the massage button on the chair. He started sending gentle vibrations through her body, intensifying the sensations already growing inside her. Her thighs tightened, squeezing his magic lips tight against her pussy as she gripped on the chair. His fingers thrusting harder and harder, deeper and deeper through her trembling lips. Her pussy clutching frantically at every movement of his fingers. She could feel her core tensing with the need to release, the need to come. As she felt her clit being sucked between his teeth, her body shook in pleasure as her orgasm exploded from the top of her head to the tip of her toes. Pushing her chair back, she stared intensely at him. "Be inside me now," she commanded. Without waiting, he raised himself to his knees, unbuckled his pants and guided his long, thick cock deep into her still trembling pussy, clutching at every throbbing inch as he pushed hard and deep inside her, in perfect time with the vibrations of the chair. Unbuttoning her shirt, his hands rubbed roughly over the lace of her bra, pinching her nipples as he stretched her pussy tight around his girth. Her orgasm just seemed to continue to grow with every thrust of his hard cock. Wrapping her legs around his waist, she pulled him in closer, pushing her pussy hard against his thrusting hips, listening to him moan. Hearing him so close to coming sent a fresh wave of desire through her body. Her orgasm merciless in its domination of her whole body. Her hand reached down and rubbed her clit furiously as he continued to fuck her harder and harder. His own body tensing, then shuddering as Susie felt the warm stream of his cum explode inside her. Her body responded so intensely, she thought she might faint from the pleasure flooding through her body as she cried out her orgasm. Holding him inside her, Susie immersed herself in the sensation of his wonderful cock pulsing against her clutching pussy. Opening her eyes, she held his beautiful gaze for a moment before whispering, "I think my chair needs adjusting as well." Grinning, he simply said, "Oh, I can help with that. It might take me 20 minutes to get everything prepared again, though." So, I hope you liked that little story. Another one next week. And obviously on Friday we have another Harmony Healing Meditation. Yes, on Monday, a new erotic story. So, if you have any ideas or any suggestions you'd like to hear for a story, then don't be shy and just come ahead and say, "This is what I'd like to hear you do as a story," and let's see where we go. Yeah? It's that easy. Just email me at devlin@wilddesires.com and I'll do what I can. So I look forward to seeing you on Monday. But until then, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.